robotic surgery with another big name, Dr. Clifford Hughes, at the Royal Prince Alfred Hospital at Sydney. And subsequently, he worked at a different hospital in Westmead in Sydney. And then he rounded off his training in aortic surgery with one of the best aortic surgeons of the world. This is a large G Cleveland clinic in Ohio and USA. Now, so there are other associations with other big and great names, but he's also a big and great name. So we leave him to live up to this lecture. Now he's worked as a consultant cardiac surgeon at Bombay Hospital, and he's been one of the busiest surgeons in the city during his stay at that hospital. In Mumbai, he's also had a long association with another well-known surgeon, Dr. Kaushal Gandhi. Now Dr. Mishra has worked, operated and taught at many centers of the world, and this includes working in Bangladesh and in Iraq. And something which he said that he did out of a personal sense of social responsibility. Now, apart from his exceptionally large volume of experience as a surgeon, he is a postgraduate teacher and a researcher who published widely. In today's talk, Dr. Mishra will doubtless tell us about many aspects of his own superspecialty, adult cardiac surgery. But there is this what else. So he will dwell at length on non-surgical measures that can lead to good cardiac care. So I vote good hearts to all of us.
Thank you, Dr. Krishnan, for this nice introduction. Sorry, I have got some cough and cold. Good evening to all of you. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all of you. I thank the institution for giving me the opportunity to come here and speak to this August gradient, and I think I'll go ahead with my talks here today. Talk is about preventing cardiac illnesses and sudden cardiac death. Basically, what happens in the society or in the wherever it is, if somebody gets some illness, he will go to the doctor. Doctor will prescribe him certain things, and he will think that's the end of the matter. No, prescribe medicine and taking care of a particular disease, that's not the end of the matter. We need more than that. So that's why I have written how to prevent cardiac illnesses and the sudden cardiac death. It is heart surgery and what else? I'm here to tell you what else we need to do for preventing all these things. As I was told by Dr. Krishnan that I have associated with the Safi Hospital, Reliance Hospital, Bombay Hospital and Apollo Hospital, Chennai. So coming to the matter, this is the Times of India, 21st of December, 6 days back news. The news says, young woman survives cardiac arrest after 1 hour chest massage. She was from one of the periphery hospital, and she was brought in the city after. It's hard for someone to remain alive if he develops cardiac arrest and it is resuscitated. This lady had cardiac arrest, she was resuscitated and survived and is on the path of recovery, I guess so. So this is a miraculous thing. Recently, I visited two of my friends. Their age is around 40, 45 years of the age. I was told they are no more. You can see there's so many people. Actress Sridevi, here is one of the cardiac surgeons, Dr. Neetu Madke, who died of sudden cardiac arrest in 2007. Everybody knows about Sridevi, she died of the cardiac arrest. Here is Dr. one of the gynecologists of the city, Dr. R.K. Sinha, he died of the cardiac arrest. Everybody knows about this, Mr. Munde. everybody knows about our, this Mr. Anand Bajaj, industrialist. Everybody knows, somebody might be knowing, he is the Godfrey Gay, a Taiwanese actor, and died at the 33. And you know, recently, about this month only, there was news in the Times of India, this young marathon runner, Mr. Nitin. He was a Mumbai top cop who was associated with 2611, operation. He died of sudden cardiac arrest. So this is the state of affairs, what's happening. I have been able to tell you a few things, but I'm sure every one of you will have similar experiences about someone whom you know. That's a very sad thing. And see, the life expectancy, even in India, Asia, is 72 years. Given this situation, if somebody dies at 30, it's devastating. The magnitude of this problem is about 7 million people die worldwide. SCD means sudden cardiac death. And about 320,000 people die in the United States of America per year because of the sudden cardiac death. And 50% of all the deaths in the USA is sudden cardiac death. Sudden cardiac death means dying in 1 hour time of the starting of the problem, which is only due to the heart. And the overall incidence of sudden cardiac death is around 0.1%. And see, I saw the diagram, the photo of the lady who survived the cardiac arrest in the city. She is luckiest among only 8% of the such people survive to reach the hospital and go out of the hospital. And also, one in 1 lakh athletes die due to sudden cardiac death. That is again a very significant number, 1 in 1 lakh, but young, maybe 20, 30 and other ages. So this is the magnitude of the problem. We can also know that the heart disease are the number one killer in the world, including India. See, here is the 2016 data. The first cause of death is the sudden cardiac, disease. And that is true for all over the world, including India. So commonest cause of death worldwide is heart illness. Despite there has been tremendous improvement in the treatment of the cardiac illnesses, despite all the things, there still the number one cause of death in the world is heart illnesses. I have already told the sudden cardiac death happens in 1 hour time of the start of the symptoms. And there is another term which is used in the near vicinity of sudden cardiac death is severe heart attack. Heart attack is a clinical condition due to sudden and severe decrease in the blood supply to a part or whole of the heart. If the blood supply to the heart decreases in a serious manner, heart attack happens. If it is too serious, it can cause the death. If it is less serious, the patient is said to have heart attack, myocardial infarction, he is admitted and treated further. So this is the journey starts of this talk today. My purpose of this talk is apprise you of existing problem and excite you to be proactive about your health. Details omitted for simplicity and does not intend to make you expert and invite you to contact the expert if needed. Usually what happens, these are the problems and the solutions written. Coronary artery disease, if somebody gets a heart block, usually he is treated by bypass surgery on the angioplasty. If somebody gets a valve surgery, valve problem, if there is a valve problem, he will be sent to the doctor, and the doctor will do some surgery or some medicine, whatever it is. And then again, aortic surgery. Aorta is the pipe through which the entire blood supply happens to in our body, which at times can lead to aortic dissection and which could be fatal. And all the things which children have this congenital heart disease, that means those who start from the early age, I mean, these are again treated by surgery or some sort of intervention. Few are treated by medicine also. And the advantage of all these things, when we do for surgery, bypass surgery or the valve surgery or whatever it is, the major advantage we get symptom-free survival. Usually if somebody has angina or the chest pain, after surgery it disappears. That's the major advantage. So they are able to make care of their life. Obviously, the quality of life becomes normal. Here is a star. Here is normal. There I have put a star. If somebody is having a heart condition and his heart is normal at the time of operation, his quality of life will be normal. But if his heart is already diseased to the extent that it's hard for him to maintain a normal life, it may not be possible for him to get it normal. And also the longevity of following surgery for any intervention, the longevity of the life increases. Complications of the disease, suppose somebody is having heart attack and he is treated, all these problems which he can face if untreated are abolished. Again, sudden cardiac arrest, sudden cardiac death abolished. If somebody undergoes treatment for these things like heart surgery for coronary artery disease, heart valve disease, or congenital heart surgery, sudden cardiac death chances decreases or almost becomes nil. But not always. Sometimes if your condition, like somebody has undergone a bypass surgery, but his heart is damaged to great extent, he even can die after bypass operation after some time. So this is the sudden cardiac death is abolished in majority of the patients, not all. So now we are concentrating on the sudden cardiac death. Sudden cardiac death, there are so many causes for the sudden cardiac death to happen. The topmost is HOCM, that is known as hypertrophic obstructive cardiomyopathy. It is a disease of the heart muscle. Again, myocarditis, this is the condition which happens because of common viral fever. Sometimes you may not realize that you have a heart inflammation or myocarditis, but it can happen. Again, coronary anomalies. Normally the heart gets two sides of the heart. One side gets from the left side blood and other side gets from the right side. If the pure blood is normally supplied in the heart, but because of some congenital or the birth anomalies, the supply of the blood is mixed, then you can get again sudden cardiac death at a later date. Again, here is the arrhythmia. Heart conditions, sometimes heart beats faster and slower because of different regions inside it. They are also possible, I mean, they also can cause sudden death. ARV dysplasia, there are channelopathy, Brugada syndrome, coagulopathy, comasiocarditis. There are so many things can they, if the age is less than 35 years. There is a very simple thing what I would like to say, comasiocarditis. Sometimes what happens, even during play, somebody can give a bump on your heart. It is possible that sudden death can happen. That is known as comasiocarditis. Because sudden blow to the heart can lead to arrhythmias and can cause death. It is known phenomena. It does happen in the sports and athletes. And one more interesting thing is coagulopathy. Normally what happens if somebody develops a coronary artery disease or somebody develops a heart attack, we think he has got an atherosclerosis disease. Like the one because of the hardening of the arteries or the plaque in the arteries. But even the bleeding conditions where the blood gets clogged inside the arteries, they are known as coagulopathy, can also lead to heart attack. And very important to know, those are the not the conditions where a stenting is the answer. In fact, a stenting has got no role in those things. You need to treat with the help of the hematologist who deals with the conditions. So these are the conditions which can lead to sudden cardiac death. But again, what happens in the more than people who are having their age after 35? So anybody who is having sudden death after the age of 35, there is a 80% probability that he is having a coronary artery disease. And all the things which I have told in the previous section are also applicable to anybody who is above 35. And at times, the research shows the cause of death is not known in many of the patients or persons. So these are the things which can lead to sudden cardiac death. But there are so many lists, it is hard for somebody to recognize so many things and remember. The simplest thing which we have to remember is that coronary artery disease, which is treated by the bypass surgery or the angioplasty, can cause death in some of the patients after one develops cardiac arrest, acute MI, acute severe myocardial infarction. So that is the common cause of sudden death, coronary artery block. Also, arrhythmias, heart has got sometimes the heart because of many reasons, it can get change in its the frequency and the way it beats can cause the heart to beat in a different manner, in a cavatic manner, and it can cause sudden death. Another condition that is known as hypertrophic obstructive cardiomyopathy also can lead to the death of the patient. Here, the muscle of the heart is, because of genetic nature, is so much of problems happen in the muscle that they can start triggering the arrhythmias. Arrhythmia is the one which can lead to the death. Like ventricular fibrillation, ventricular tachycardia, they are the one which can cause sudden death. And sometimes there are warning signs of sudden death. It's not always possible to have the warning sign, but at times it is possible. The warning times, things which can happen is repeated attack of syncope. Syncope is a very bad thing for anybody to happen. It can manifest because of so many diseases. Anybody, either young or old, if he gets syncope, syncope means transient loss of consciousness for 1 second, 1 minute, if it's that's a very bad thing. It must be investigated any time and every time. Because it could be cause of your ear problem or it could be a cause of your heart problem. So syncope means sudden, syncope means transient loss of consciousness, must be investigated any time and every time. Any person who gets suddenly VT or VF, that's rhythm problem, they are having a probability that they can die suddenly. Unexplained syncope or seizure, which I have already told, and difficulty in breathing. Remember that there cannot be any warning sign, suddenly it can happen, but at times we get these type of things. But what we say normally, everybody is aware of this thing that polypills, cholesterol control, these are things which industry focuses ki you take the cholesterol medicine, you'll be fine. You take the polypills, you'll be fine. But that is not the thing. Thing is, you can't hire someone to do exercise for you. You have to do exercise for yourself. Meaning thereby, medicine has very little role to play in all the things. There are other things which are equally important. Yes.
What is the mechanism by which something in the heart induces syncope?
See, the mechanism in syncope means decrease in blood supply. So whenever the heart is not effectively pumping, the blood supply to the heart is decreasing. and the mechanism is either VT or VF or CDF hypotension.
What is VT, VF?
VT and VF means heart is beating in a very erratic manner, and it's, see, heart beat normally 72 per minute, 82 per minute, 100, but if heart beats 300 times, it does not solve the purpose. It does not give the amount of blood which is required for the brain. See, the first organ in the body which suffers itself is the brain. So the moment you get decrease in blood supply to the brain, you have to have syncope. So that is the mechanism, VT, VF or some hypotension. There are things which are important. And very important, which everybody should know, whenever we see a victim, railway station or whatever it is, I have seen people making them sit up. It should not be done. The only thing, whenever you, when you are not sure, make the patient lie flat. Because if the brain is at, if the brain blood supply is decreasing, you can't make him alive. So the most important thing, when somebody gets any problem, that is the rule of thumb, that let him lie flat. Don't make him sit up. That sitting up will require more pressure for the heart to supply blood. Lying down, even a little pressure is there, the blood supply will be good. So you will be able to save that person by making him lie flat rather than making him sit. So, is it okay now? Now coming to what are the causes of the heart disease? Broadly speaking, there are three ways we can find out. First is genetic causes, which runs in the families or because of gene mutation. And the other is environmental causes. And third is genetic predisposition and environmental causation. There are many things, but these are the simplest way we can understand. They are the ways the heart disease happened. See, the genetic, like the Marfan syndrome, is a disease where you can get a sudden death because of the aortic dissection. Also, environmental, COPD and peptic ulcer disease, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, they could have environmental things. Environment can cause those all things. Again, you have heard that a lot of people smoke, but only very few get the lung cancer. So the reason is that if somebody is smoking, it doesn't mean that he will have a cancer, because he has to be genetically predisposed for that particular illness. Otherwise, he will not have. So this is a very complex mechanism, but for understanding what I think is the genetic predisposition for a particular illness is very important. So coming to the sudden cardiac death, how to prevent it? The idea of prevention starts the preventing the cardiac illness as such. Preventing the cardiac illnesses, we all know that prevention is better than cure. And there are three types of the prevention: primordial prevention, primary prevention, and secondary prevention. And a screening in sudden cardiac death relatives. These are the ways we can prevent sudden cardiac death. Primordial prevention means avoiding risk factors to develop in the first place. This is the primordial prevention focuses population-based healthy lifestyle choices to minimize coronary risk factors. This is a study, this is known as the NURSAGE study, which was carried out in the year 1919 to 2011 in the USA and published in the 2015, that is a 20-year-old study. What happened, they recruited about 70,000 nurses, those who were employed in the USA, and they followed them up for 20 years. And what they found, despite having the risk factor for the development of the heart disease, like the coronary artery disease, the common risk factors, which is well accepted, hypertension, obesity, and the hypertension, diabetic, and atherosclerosis. These are things which are the common risk factors. And those people who have all these risk factors, but their lifestyle is good, healthy lifestyle, the chances for them to have coronary artery disease have less. This is the hazard ratio of the patients who has number of lifestyles, healthy lifestyle is 4 here, and number of healthy lifestyle is 0 here. Healthy lifestyle means no smoking, no obesity, and good physical activity. Healthy lifestyle means no smoking, good physical activity, and no obesity. Physical exercise, these are the things what will happen then. So these people who have their healthy lifestyle, despite having risk factors for the development of cardiac illness, they did not develop the risk. Hazard ratio was here 17 for the persons who did not have a healthy lifestyle. But where the healthy lifestyle, all the 4 things of the healthy lifestyle, no smoking, obesity, and other things, the hazard ratio was 2. This study proved that healthy lifestyle has got a lot to do with the prevention of the coronary artery disease. This was a very landmark study.
So, just a question.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so when you say somebody has one optimal lifestyle factor,
yes,
you're treating it agnostically with respect to what factor he has good. So somebody may be less obese, somebody else may be doing exercise, and you're treating both of them on the same par when you just count one of them. So that doesn't look like a good way to study. To differentiate between these things.
See, basically this was a study. They recruited those nurses and they found that there is a conclusion after 20 years. They recruited around 70,000 nurses. And those nurses, those who were having healthy lifestyles and those who were having no healthy lifestyles were compared. So what they found, despite having the risk factor for the development of the coronary heart disease, those people who have healthy lifestyle have hazard ratio was 2. But for those who have no healthy lifestyle, hazard ratio was 17. So there it shows, this is one study, it is a tentative that healthy lifestyle has got good contribution in the well-being. Okay? So I have already the primordial prevention. Coming to the primary prevention. Primary prevention is the treating or modifying the risk factors for delay in the development of the cardiac illnesses. Like primordial prevention, nobody smokes, or those who do not smoke will have a better life. But those who are smoking, and once you stop them smoking, once you make them healthy lifestyle and modifying the risk factors, the development of the coronary artery decrease. So that is the important point, the primary prevention. But what are the risk factors for the development of the coronary artery disease? There are so many risk factors. So if you modify the risk factors, then it is the primary prevention. And these are the risk factors. So we know that stress, smoking, blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetic, lack of exercise, unhealthy food, family history, and overall unhealthy lifestyle. These are all the things which contribute to the coronary artery disease. Coming to the, stress. There are a lot of studies which have proven that stress can cause myocardial infarction. It decreases the prognosis in the coronary artery disease patients. And it causes delay in the healing of the patients having cardiac illnesses. Chronic stress itself can cause cardiac obstructive disease like coronary artery disease. So a lot of studies which we can see that they point out that it is possible to have sudden cardiac arrest or cardiac illnesses when you are having chronic stress or acute stress.
Again, psychological stress contributes to cardiovascular disease at several stages, including the long-term development of coronary heart disease and acute triggering of the cardiac events. So, stress has got lot to play. First thing is short-term psychological stress triggers acute myocardial infarction. Stress at work and in private life is associated with 40% to 50% increase in occurrence of coronary heart disease. Long-term stress is associated with poor prognosis among patients with established coronary heart disease. Stress management interventions improve the quality of life in these patients, meaning thereby stress has lot to do with the cardiac illnesses. Again, second thing is the blood pressure. The blood pressure can damage every organ of the body. It can cause heart failure. It can cause heart illness, coronary artery disease, can cause a stroke, hemiplegia or paraplegia, and can cause acute cord aortic dissection and death. So everything is possible with the blood pressure. So better thing is to control it. Again, coming to the cholesterol, it is a very important thing. Yes, madam. No, low BP is not a disease. I think it is the, I also keep to hear that low BP. That low BP is not a disease. Your heart is adjusted at a particular level. Okay? But again, low BP, if it is 70, 60, it is a low, it's not a low BP condition. Condition is, it's a severe condition. So there is not low BP, I'm talking only of high BP. Clear now, madam? Only of high BP, I'm not talking. Low BP is a very different, loosely used term. And low BP happens in a very bad situation. If I'm having blood pressure of 200, 180, I may not be knowing for months together. But if your blood pressure is 100 normally, and you come to 60, 70, you may die also. So low blood pressure, not to be discussed. I'm discussing only of the high blood pressure. So these are the problems which can happen with the high blood pressure. Again, coming to the cholesterol, it's a very well publicized and well written and very usually practiced. Of course, everybody knows that cholesterol is contributing to the development of plaques in the coronary artery, and they can cause acute heart attack or myocardial infarction and can lead to sudden cardiac death. So the most important point is the control of the cholesterol also. Diabetic. Again, we know diabetic is a very serious risk factor for the development of the coronary artery disease. Diabetic, as the hypertension, damages every organ like heart, vascular system, kidney and brain. It doubles the risk of the heart failure in men and increases it by 5 times in the female. Diabetic has tendency to increase the risk of heart failure, not other illnesses, in female by 5 times, whereas it can decrease the illness in male by only 2 times. A diabetic has got lot of metabolic derangements which affects many organs. So better to control the diabetic. Exercise improves blood circulation in heart, brain and almost every organ of the body. Helps skeletal system to function better. And development of collaterals in the heart vessels. Very important, I have put a star there. Development of collaterals, usually what happens, some time back we were talking about the non-surgical treatment of the coronary artery disease. Nature is also a doctor. When there is obstruction, the collaterals develop. And collaterals, anybody who is having a heart block will have collaterals. And collaterals are improved once we do good exercise. So exercise is an important part in the development of the collaterals. So that means it gives a safety mechanism to prevent sudden death if you have done enough exercise. So it's important to do exercise for the development of the collaterals. And the collaterals are the alternate path to supply or to overcome the effects of the obstruction in the coronary artery disease. That's why many people have been talking, no need to do surgery or angioplasty. Collaterals are enough. No. Whatever we do, collaterals are just allow us to sustain. The aim of life is not to sustain. The aim of life is to do what you want. If you want to be a sports person, if you want to do a healthy lifestyle, if you want to do jogging, if you don't exercise, collaterals will not be able to sustain you. That's why you need treatment. Everybody who is having a heart block will have collaterals, and they are living because of that. But that doesn't mean that is the treatment. Treatment is to remove those blockages, either angioplasty or a stent, or the bypass surgery, so that you maintain your healthy lifestyle. You maintain your exercise. You want to do exercise, you'll do. What happens, somebody who has got, the heart disease will not be able to exercise enough. So if he is not able to exercise enough, his life is impaired. If you allow somebody to sit on a place, he might live for 100 years, but that's not the thing we want. We want to live in a healthy way, we want to do what we want to do. Suppose I want to go to movie, I want to go to, jogging, and whatever I want. So that is possible only if you treat that. The collaterals are not sufficient for that purpose. Again, also exercise improves the blood circulation to the brain. So they are also helping for this thing. So exercise is the most important thing to do. Again, food and fat. Healthy food habits and avoid excess fat. So this is also very important. Your healthy lifestyle, healthy food habits. I'm not a physician to talk a lot about that. But most important is my simple suggestion that please consult the dietitian about your healthy food style. I understand basically as a surgeon a little bit about that. Is healthy food is one which is wholesome, which is low in sugar, which is low in sodium, and which is not a processed food. Lot of fruits and vegetables. These are things which are required. So I would request each one of you, whosoever possibilities, to consult the dietitian for that purpose. And a healthy food style is very important. Of course, the fat increase the risk of obesity, and obesity is a part of the cardiometabolic syndrome which can lead to all the problems. So I have discussed what is the primary prevention and primordial prevention. Now coming to the secondary prevention of the sudden death or cardiac illnesses. See, what happens is secondary prevention is one, treating to avoid further complications once it has manifested. Like if somebody is having a heart attack once, he might have a sudden cardiac death. Those are the patients who need to be prevented for the second episode, if at all. And this is known as automated external defibrillator and AICD, auto implantable cardiac defibrillator. They are the two things which are required for the prevention of sudden death in a way. And what is what I will tell you? This is the secondary prevention of the cardiac illnesses. Here, what we see, this is all of us are familiar. This is automated external defibrillator. This is seen in most of the places in the US, most of the places, airports all over the world. The idea of putting this machine is to help somebody when he has a sudden cardiac arrest or sudden cardiac arrest. So that is known as automated external defibrillator. There are two types of defibrillator. Earlier used to be you have to have the trained mouth to do that, and it will deliver shock once it is needed. But nowadays there are a lot of machines which, if you find a sudden attack and the machine is nearby, if you put it, it will deliver the shock automatically, and things will improve. So that is a very big industry, automated external defibrillator. This sign we have seen all over the airports, many other places nowadays we are getting. So this is for this. Coming to this is another machine that is known as auto implantable cardiac defibrillator. This is a machine which is just like a pacemaker, meaning thereby if somebody is having a VTVF, That means ki heart rhythm problem which makes him unconscious or sudden cardiac death sort of thing. So this is, if the machine is there in somebody's heart, it will help him to tide over that crisis. He will not die if the machine is already implanted. So that is known as automatic implantable cardiac valve and defibrillator. It is just like a pacemaker, but it works in a different way. It prevents the sudden death. And this is the way it is put. The machine is put here. It is at the axilla, below the clavicle, over that. And the wire goes inside the heart. Here is the wire. This is a something like pacemaker, and this is very useful in preventing death due to sudden cardiac arrest. So these are the two important points which help in the sudden cardiac death. Of course, who should have it? Sudden cardiac death, these are the two things which I told. This is a very costly machine, whatever, I don't remember the cost, but this machine cost around 9 lakhs for one application. That is AICD cost around 9 lakhs in this country for one application, and that lasts for 7 to 8 years once you put. Again, you have to change the battery and other things. So coming, who should have this 9 lakh machine? Anybody who is having a propensity for developing cardiac arrhythmias, ventricular fibrillation or ventricular tachycardia, whose life expectancy is more than 1 year. So there are a lot of other things which I mean medically indicated, there are a lot of other things which I don't want to confuse. The most important point, somebody who has life expectancy of more than 1 year, and it is possible for him to be rescued with the help of the AICD, should be put. Suppose somebody's life expectancy because of his illness is 6 months, we don't need to do that. So this is a very important point. Now coming to the, now lot of work is going on the genetics. I'm not a physician, so I'm not talking much about that, but basically this has got a very good future, that we can help these patients using the genetic method. There are a lot of research, it's available everywhere, but I will say something. It's very positive and can hold a great preventive significance. What exactly we do, I will talk to you later. So genetics, basically those patients who die as a sudden cardiac arrest, we take, I mean not here in India, other places in the world, they take the sample of their heart, they analyze the genetically, and if they find the same genetics, they spread awareness about that. But that is too costly, not available everywhere, and at times it can cause anxiety, because if somebody's relation got a death because of sudden cardiac death, and you find the same gene and you level the other person, you might be having cardiac death, then it becomes very difficult for the person to be peaceful if it is not correct. So that is the major issue. So, but genetics is still, I know somebody from the genetic department can illustrate, I mean, can talk more about this, but what I know, endomyocardial biopsy out of this can help with limitations, which is not practically available in most of the centers in the world. So, coming to the final few points, how to prevent sudden cardiac death. The most important point is awareness and knowledge, what causes it and how to prevent it. There will be therapeutic and preventive strategy which we have to make. Genetic screening of the victims of the sudden cardiac death, concerns of anxiety if incorrect, cost of the procedure and unavailability of the major centers. Again, the genetic screening is quite helpful, but it's practically not available in many of the centers of the world, and it is a thing of future. Also, it is said that post-mortem examination of all the sudden cardiac victims, it's useful for prevention. If you see, those patients who die of the sudden cardiac death, you do a post-mortem examination and take the sample, do the genetic study and find the things, it can help us further. and there is a lot of potential, a lot of work is going. I'm not aware of its significance. Much about that. But this is a lot of happening field. Coming to the again, what the role of government and medical community can do is regard. First thing is, we have to spread awareness by various initiatives, social education, enforce preventive measures as enumerated. I have already told what are the preventive measures you need to do. And it is the role of the government and the other things to spread awareness by various methods and enforce the things which I have already said, the primordial prevention, primary prevention, secondary prevention. Other thing is train manpower and community to handle such cases. In CPR, cardiopulmonary resuscitation, people should be trained, like the one which we have seen in the first slide of this talk. The lady was resuscitated by the local people first. Later the doctor came and other things happened. So we have to train our manpower in the use of CPR and the use of AED, automated external defibrillator. These are things which require funding for the training of this thing. These all initiatives have to be made by the government or some NGO or some source, but the finance has to be from somewhere. Again, there has to be investment in the AED, AICD or research for effective medicine. As of today, there are not enough medicine which can prevent sudden cardiac death. There are medicines, but the study does not support them. What support we get is AICD, that is automatic implanted cardioverter defibrillator. So already I have talked genetic routine endomyocardial biopsy and genetic testing. For all cases of the sudden cardiac death holds a great promise for future and can be applied for preventing sudden cardiac death in community in general and relatives of the sudden cardiac death victims in particular. So routine endomyocardial biopsy. Endomyocardial biopsy is with the help of the wire, you take the sample from the heart and you assess it and its role to be applied for this. So ultimately, these are the things which ultimately lead to the problem. A stands for avoid stress and smoking. Very easier said than done, but this is what we have to know and we have to practice also. Avoid stress and smoking. B stands for blood pressure, control it. C stands for cholesterol, control it. D stands for diabetic, control it. E stands for exercise, do it. F, food habits, maintain healthy, avoid fat. And I'm not talking much about the food, because I requested all of you, whosoever is possible, to take the advice of the dietitian. So that is the last take-home message which I have told, is be proactive and follow A, B, C, D, E, F. Proactive means don't leave to the chances. What happens sometime, we get syncope, aaj nahi kal doctor saab ko milenge. Never do like that. We have to take the, things immediately. Try to be proactive in the illnesses and follow these things. This is the final message I want to pass to this thing. Thank you very much for this patient's hearing. I'm open to the questions. Yes, sir, please. Sorry, sir, can I repeat, please?
You suffer from the syncope.
Yes, yes.
What kind of a test will tell the patient?
I will tell you, sir. See, I told you the syncope could be because of the ear problem. It could be because of the low blood pressure. It could be because of the heart arrhythmia. So there is no simple test it can do. You have to go to the doctor. He will have to decide what exactly is the cause of syncope. Then only you can advise the investigation. Could you follow me, sir? Yes. Yes. See, the thing is, syncope is a bad sign. The sooner the better. So
Suppose in the evening happens, if it is possible to get the doctor to the evening itself, why not to do that? Why to delay it for tomorrow? That's why I told, be proactive. You have to be proactive for that particular thing. Anytime syncope is not a good thing, it means something. It couldn't, I mean, anybody who's having syncope might be having an aortic stenosis, might be having arrhythmias, might be having an ENT problem. So these are things. What happens? Lot of things happens. Like if somebody is getting giddiness, if you go to doctors, they will say sturgeon, and there are a lot of things which help it. It's not the way. You go to a proper doctor, they will see what exactly is the cause, and then he will advise. I can't advise a test, or I cannot advise a sturgeon or something, a stematil. There are doctors who used to trace it. That's not the right way. Is that clear, sir? Obviously, you have to go to the GP first. He, it is the next person or the physician, they will be able to advise you next step. Very interesting question, doctor. See, that's what lot of research is going. And I told you, if you remember, that if somebody dies, his family members are screened, and genetic shows that there is something similarity, what will happen? They will advise AICD for that person, the first step. He should not die of the sudden cardiac death. AICD, auto-implanted cardiac defibrillator. That is the one which is like a pacemaker. But you can imagine the situation the man is facing, or the, I mean, some person is facing. Suppose that that diagnosis is not correct up to the mark. He will have a stress, oh, I can die suddenly. Suppose it happens 20-year-old boy. What, how he is going to pass his life? So that is the concern, and it is not in a practical stage, you know. So nothing we can do much about that. However, we can get tested in the routine way. See, I cannot give you the exact figure, but there is a little chance that it is genetic. I don't know the exact figure, and there is a lot of research. I'm not aware of all those researches which is going, but there is little chance that it could be because of genetics, which future will only answer. I'm not able to answer you at this moment.
Thank you very much. Thank you.